And I'd like now to welcome Diane Karp. She is director of the Santa Fe Art Institute. She is with us many Fridays speaking of the arts. Welcome.
Good morning, Mary Charlotte. Good morning, Santa Fe.
Good morning. And Barbara Mayfield is with us to tell us quickly about the Pecos Studio Tour, which is coming up this weekend.
Yay. Thanks, Mary Charlotte.
So nice to have you back.
I agree. Good to be here.
So what's going on?
Okay, studio tour. Okay, so the Pecos Studio Tour is this weekend, Saturday, Sunday, 10 to 5 p.m. You know what a beautiful ride it is out North 25. Get off at exit 299. Just so you know, the map and everything, it's all the numbers are wrong. Nothing matches. Just come out and look for the red and yellow signs, and you'll be happy. Starting in Glorieta, numbers 1 and 2 are there in my neighborhood. I'm on it this year. I'm number 1. Yeah, I'm not on the map.
So just basically get off at 299
just get off at 299
start looking.
And start looking. You'll see the signs. You'll have a ball. I'll have maps at my place. And number 1, blah, blah, blah. If you go to PecosStudioTour.com, the real map is there.
Ah, PecosStudioTour.com.
It.
I was going to say, this is an opportunity for people to actually use their eyes and not their GPS and not pieces of paper, but
exactly.
To actually go exploring.
You'll be just going to say the same thing. Stop looking at the paper. Look out at the landscape. The red and yellow signs will guide you. It's a great weekend activity.
It's true. You will have a present in the moment experience in and the beauty of the Pecos Valley. It's
yes.
So gorgeous now.
And the turning trees.
And yeah. And there's some wonderful art and artists, and the Hummingbird Cafe will be open. And I bought cookies.
Well,
at mine.
Now the deal has been made.
Yes.
Cookies.
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 So there's 25 artists, all different media.
Painting, sculpture,
metalwork,
jewelry,
pastels,
printmaking,
jewelry, children's books, the works,
paintings, the works.
It'll be really fun. We're looking forward to it. What year is this that we've done this? How many years now? I don't know. Several.
I believe the word is many.
Many years.
There you go.
And it's a great group of amazing, quirky human beings. And you'll love seeing the studios and the artwork and bring, you know, cash.
Quirky is good.
Quirky
cash
is great.
Good. And Pecos is wonderful. Barbara Mayfield, the Pecos Studio Tour, thank you so much for being
Thanks,
with us.
Thanks, Mary Charlotte. We'll see you all out there this weekend.
All right.
All day Saturday, all day Sunday.
All day Saturday and Sunday. And I'm going to start with the cat of the week.
A cat? Really?
Yes.
What a novel idea.
The cat of the week this week is Fyodor.
Fyodor, Ruski Katsky.
It's a Ruski Katsky, and he has a kitten who is well socialized. He does well with children and is very sweet and playful. He's a handsome boy with medium length black and white coat and a white nose and socks in the classic tuxedo pattern. If you are interested in adopting Fyodor, you can call Felines and Friends at 505-316-2281. You can go to askfelinesandfriends@yahoo.com. Or you can look at fnfnm.org.
Oh, you are such a nice Russian woman.
Yes,
it is so nice to meet you.
He is a very—he is a handsome boy with medium-length black and white coat. Did I say that? Yes, I did.
Yes, you said all those important things. He will soon have a very nice home.
He will have a very nice home.
Yes. So, speaking of the arts, this is an amazing week that's coming up. And the thing that I want to talk about first is a huge collaborative phenomenon. Walking at the Edge of Water is Dancing Earth's and Rulon Tongan's premiere.
Yes!
That is tonight at the Lensic. It's at 7 o'clock. It is not a pastiche. Rulon Tongan has been working on developing a contemporary indigenous dance form for many years. It's not bits and pieces of native dance or a little bit of hip-hop and a little bit of
right.
jazz. It's truly a marvelously fresh new form of dance that takes indigenous ideas and brings them very directly into contemporary form. I recommend it to everybody.
Lensic tonight and tomorrow?
Lensic tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. These dancers have been in residence at the Santa Fe Art Institute for a full month.
Ah, so you've been watching it.
They are not only gifted and brilliant and beautiful, they are some of the most interesting young people that come from Canada, all over the U.S., and as well, we've got a New Zealander in there, Jack Gray. It's going to be marvelous. And this is a forum and a group that have been performing all over the world to enormous audiences. Santa Fe's got to come out and support their local forum.
Yeah, really, let's make it enormous here.
The tickets are not expensive. It is definitely something that everyone's got to go and do.
Excellent.
Other things that are going on tonight, the Andrew Smith Gallery is opening The Jungle at the Door, A Glimpse of Wild India, with photographs by Joan Myers. That opens, the reception's from 4 to 6 tonight over there at Andrew Smith Gallery.
And but then the reading at Collected Works.
Right, there's going to be a reading and book signing at Collected Works. The photographer, Joan Myers, and Bill DeBuise, who is the person who is another local, Joan and Bill are both Santa Feans, are going to be reading and signing books at Collected Works at 6 p.m. So you can go from the opening to the Collected Works and then on to see Rulon Tangan and the Dancing Earth Collective doing Walking at the Edge of Water.
And I would like to say that the essay in that book by Bill DeBuise is brilliant and vivid and really wonderful.
Bill and Joan are a phenomenal pair.
Yeah.
Joan's last big work was about the Arctic. And about
Antarctic.
The Antarctic, sorry, you're right. About the frozen world there and all of its beauty and all of its delicacy and change. Now, this comes out of a family vacation. They went with a birding group to India, and Joan, who didn't have her long lens cameras, has taken some of the most beautiful and intimate photographs. I recommend it highly. Other work that's going on tonight, Photo Eye Gallery is opening an exhibition called Solar. It's a group of photographs by photographers from all over the country. Photographers like Linda Connor, who has done these marvelous revivifications of old glass slide photographs from the archives of San Francisco's Lick Observatory, to the work of Jamie Stillings, who has been photographing the Mojave Desert, $2.2 billion dry lake NRG energy group that is building a huge solar farm. So it goes from one end of the spectrum to the other. The work is gorgeous. I recommend it. The reception opens. It's from 5 to 7 tonight. And obviously, these exhibitions will run all the way through November and October. Another good exhibition is the one at William Siegel Gallery that opens tonight called New Directions, New Compositions, Mixed Media Paintings by Carlos Estrada Vega. And the paintings are, mixed media productions are quite extraordinary. And on the other end of the spectrum, Don Redman, a local photographer, has an opening tonight at the New Mexico Arts Centennial Project Space over there on San Francisco Street, upstairs. And it's called Obscura, and he's created a camera obscura in the gallery space. It's a small, intimate space, and you can go and you can see the reflection of the sky on a beautiful piece, circular piece of canvas, right in the middle of the gallery.
So this Saturday, tomorrow, at the Museum Hill Cafe, Martha Burke, host of Equal Time, is presenting her book, Your Voice, Your Vote, The Savvy Woman's Guide to the Power, Politics, and Change We Need. And so that's tomorrow at 4:30 in the afternoon at the Museum Hill Cafe.
And Martha Burke is such a brilliant, brilliant woman.
She's fabulous.
She is a political psychologist and a political scientist and has one of the best grounded views of how the world works. She co-founded the Center for Advancement of Public Policy in D.C. She's a Santa Fe local, and we need to come out and support and learn.
There is an event, The Mystery and Magic of Soil Preparation for Vegetables, with Joaquin Lawrence Hirschman, Master Gardener and Biodynamic Instructor, Thursday evenings through the 8th of November from 5 until 7:30 at Dandelion Ranch. For more information, 660-3171. And the Rail Yard Stewarts are having
the Harvest for Health Festival at the Rail Yard Park tomorrow from 11 to 2. The Rail Yard Park is a wonderful place, and the Rail Yard stewards are doing a terrific job.
Absolutely.
And St. John's College is offering a fall community seminar series, and there's all kinds of topics led by St. John's tutors, and affordable for the whole family. And for more information, you can call 984-6117. Find out more information about those.
The Lannan Foundation that has literally enhanced and transformed the quality of life here in Santa Fe in so many ways by bringing in extraordinary speakers and writers and thinkers has an exhibition that opens on Saturday at the Lannan Foundation Galleries. It's called Faces of Lannan, and it's the work of Don Usner, another
wonderful photographer.
Photographer who is truly part of the community in so many ways. But Don has, for many years, been taking the portrait photographs of the Lannan speakers. And on Saturday from 5 to 7, the Lannan Foundation opens its galleries with a beautiful exhibition that was put together by Christy Mazuera Davis of Don's portrait photographs. It opens from 5 to 7. Not only are the photographs beautiful and intimate, many of them really give you that sense of who these people are. And my favorite is Joe Sacco, the great visual novelist, the cartoonist. And the photograph isn't charming and warm and smiley. Joe Sacco looks like he doesn't trust you, like he doesn't trust the rest of the world. It's a marvelous sense of the inner spirit of each of these figures. So definitely get over there. Another thing that's going on Saturday is Jack and Jill Go to Rock School. It's a fundraiser for Candyman's Strings and Things Rock School Scholarship Fund. I recommend that everybody get over to Candyman from noon to 6 p.m. All kinds of events going on and performance. Support a very important local fundraiser.
And on Sunday, September 30th at 11 o'clock, Journey Santa Fe, who has a weekly event at Collected Works Bookstore every Sunday, is presenting Our Native Culture, The Plight of the Navajo, with Unicopia Green radio host, Farron Dancer, and Diné Navajo activist, Anna Rondon. So for more information on that, you can go to journeysantafe.com. And then Caldera is presenting New Age, opening this Friday from 6 to 9 at 926 Baca Street, a wonderful gallery, a New Age with Jessamine Lovell. I don't know about, I don't know too much about the show, but it looks good from just a little image that I can see. For more information, 926-1242. They always do terrific stuff over at Caldera. And then this Tuesday, the Creative Writing and Literature Department at Santa Fe University of Art and Design is presenting at the O'Shaughnessy Performance Space at 12:30, Kevin McElvoy, The Wild and Woolly Words of Kevin McElvoy. He was creative writing teacher there for over, let's see, he was creative writing teacher for over 25 years. And the next one is another time. You go ahead.
On Saturday as well, those of you who are lucky enough to live out in El Dorado know La Tienda Performance Space. But for those of you in Santa Fe who have never been out there, I recommend it. Santa Fe Down But Not Out is a stage performance presented by the nonprofit Community Learning Collaboratives. It's at 7:30 p.m. on Saturday as well as Friday night out at the sort of shopping center in El Dorado, and I really think that's something we've got to start supporting a little bit of. On Sunday, the gallery museum openings includes New Mexico History Museum at the Palace of the Governors. It's called Altered Spaces, The Shrines of New Mexico, with photographs by Siegfried Hollis, Jack Parsons, and Don Woodman. And it's up through February 10th. The reception and artist panel discussion is from 2 to 4 p.m. out there at the community college, at the New Mexico History Museum. It's a beautiful space. It's a wonderful, wonderful conversation, beautiful exhibition.
And those guys are wonderful.
They are. All three of them are really gifted photographers that have different ways of dealing with landscape. The Santa Fe Shake Scenes is on again on Sunday. Dialogues about honor in Henry IV, Henry VIII, Julius Caesar, and Hamlet at 4 p.m. And it's at the Forum at the Santa Fe University of Art and Design.
Excellent. Now, Thursday is Jazz Night at Vanessi's. They just started it, and Burt Dalton and Milo Jaramillo are doing a regular night there. Music starts at 7 p.m. Watch for martini specials.
Great.
Vanessi's is a
wonderful place to listen to music or to see work.
And those guys are terrific.
On Monday at the University of Art and Design in Benildis Hall's atrium, they are going to open a sound installation called Chamber Music 2 Atrium. It's a four-channel sound installation by Steve Peters, and this is a good example of the relationships that are being built between the Art Institute and the University of Art and Design. We're bringing in Steve Peters, so not only is he having that sound piece at the Atrium Gallery at the University, but on Monday night he'll be giving a talk at the Art Institute at Tipton Hall, and he'll be giving a workshop on the 13th and 14th of October to follow. So the artists that we're now bringing in for our public program, we're beginning to make more available to the Santa Fe University of Art and Design students.
And he's brilliant. He's
Steve
wonderful.
Peters is an acoustic genius. So
he
it's
really is.
Visually stunning and audially engaging, and you leave there thinking in new ways. So the workshop will really be about how to use sound in your own work, finding it, using it, projecting it, and putting it to work.
Southwest Women in Conservation Conference is happening tomorrow morning from 10 to 1. Speakers Elizabeth Grossman, author of Chasing Molecules, Nadine Padilla of Navajo and Pueblo descent. She's working with the Sacred Alliance for Grassroots Equality, and that is at the Randall Davey Audubon Center. For more information, you can call area code 202-294-3101. And you can go to nm.audubon.org, and that should be also a very interesting way to spend tomorrow morning.
On Tuesday night, Carolyn Kastner, who is the co-author of a wonderful book called Georgia O'Keeffe in New Mexico, Architecture, Katsunam, and the Land, is going to be signing copies of her book at Collected Works Bookstore. Collected Works is one of the most amazing bookstores in the world, and we've got it right here in Santa Fe, and they make great coffee as well.
I know, and soy chai and all those things. And in fact, on Thursday, they have novelist William Cobb, Thursday at 6 o'clock, reading from his newest book, The Bird Saviors. And I'm just starting it. I'm going to see if I can get him on this week, if I've got time. But it looks to be a well-written book, and I get a lot of novels, and I read the first page and just close it.
Glaze over.
Goes back to its maker. But this one actually looks really good. Thursday, October 4th.
Wednesday the 3rd, the School for Advanced Research over there at the beautiful, beautiful landscaped and built environment that was used to be the School for American Research, has Journeys to Others and Lessons to Self, Carlos Castaneda, Indigenismo and the Politics of a New Age. It's by one of their scholars, Ajith Lewis. It's at noon. It's bring your lunch and listen to one of the most brilliant people, as all the scholars are, making available to you the deep research that they've been working on at SAR.
And the woman who's studying Carlos Castaneda, I think she's from Holland. And she just got really interested in not so much Castaneda's work, but his effect on people.
Yes, yes. It's going to be a great talk. I recommend that people take advantage of the SAR lunch scholar talks.
Totally.
Thursday is a big night. At the Institute of American Indian Arts out on Avenue Poe Road, it's called Art in the Raw. It's the annual student exhibition. Worth going out there. And while you're out there, take your iPhone and download the application for a beautiful guided acoustical walk of the landscape that was done by Terry Reeb, another collaboration between the Santa Fe Art Institute and another institution, IAIA. And you can follow her research that's part of the Isaiah International program that was just finished. She was a resident at the Art Institute. It's beautiful work. In theater and dance, you've got flamenco at the Lodge on Thursday night. You've got the Chinese acrobats at the Lensic on Thursday night. You've got working the opening night of the Santa Fe Rep, which is now beginning to grow some real serious legs. It's a work by Stephen Schwartz and Nina Faso. It's a musical based on Stud Terkel's interviews, and it's at the Black Box Theater at Warehouse 21, also Thursday night.
Did I tell you I named my car after Studs?
I know.
Studs Terkel.
I love it. Also going out, if you don't want to be inside on Thursday night, The Backyard Astronomy, the live presentations at the Santa Fe Community College Planetarium, indoor viewings, and then you go outside and you get to look at the sky with greatly increased clarity, I might say. And the other thing that's happening is Design Santa Fe is opening on Thursday. Big day Thursday. Lots to do.
And Aire, Antonio Granjero, and Entre Flamenco is the new set of flamenco performances.
Out at the Lodge.
Wednesday through Sunday until the 21st of October, yes, at the Lodge of the Maria Bonita's Cabaret. And I saw them last year, and it was stunning.
Oh, no. The Lodge has great music. It is the center for flamenco for Santa Fe. And a lot of people sort of look up at it as they get themselves onto 285 at 84, but they are missing the fact that this is a rich local resource.
On Thursday, October 4th, did you read this already? The Santa Fe Literary Review 2012 is having a reading and reception from 5 to 7 in the evening at the Santa Fe Community College Jemez Room.
That's moving off to next week, so I was trying to keep my focus on this week.
It's
Tuesday. You're right.
Next Friday.
No, you are right.
It's
sorry.
Thursday. And they're also doing a call for entries for the Santa Fe Literary Review. So you can go to sfcc.edu for more information on that.
Another thing that's happening is guitarist Pat Matheny is coming into Santa Fe with his Unity Band. And one of the things that really distinguishes Pat Matheny is his ability to combine all kinds of musical forms and instruments, and the Unity Band is a good title for the work he does. It's Tuesday night at the Lensic, and I have to do a shout out to the brilliance of Bob Martin.
Can we do a shout out to the brilliance of Bob Martin?
We've got the Chinese acrobats and Pat Matheny, and the range of the programming is phenomenal.
And he's the world's nicest guy.
And
so treats, you know what I love about Bob Martin, among other things, is he treats everybody the same.
That's absolutely true. I really like his shoes.
Moving right along, the city of Santa Fe is accepting applications for the Santa Fe Park Plaza Artist Artisan Program. And the deadline for submissions is October 31st, so there's plenty of time. And it's for the next five-year term. So it's designed basically to promote the artwork of local artists.
And these are the artists and the artisans that are on the plaza.
Okay.
And so when visitors and tourists and even locals come into town, we know the brilliance and the quality of the work that is the native and indigenous forms that are under the Palace of the Governor's
portal.
But these are the other artisans that are out in the plaza, and they're doing a really good job of trying to better curate the kinds of work and the diversity. Another thing
I want to give the phone number.
Oh, okay.
955-6949.
So submit your work if you want to be on the plaza. But if you do it, you have to be serious about it. You have to be there every week. All the time. It's not a hit or miss event.
Right.
You have to be willing to say, this is what I do. And it's got to be work that you craft yourself. It can't be work that you buy or import.
Import from
any other
Far
place.
Eastern countries.
Or any other place. On Sunday, I wanted to mention that the Santa Fe Symphony has its opening concert. In an age when symphonies are closing, when there isn't enough support, I think we need to know that the Santa Fe Symphony is an extraordinary example of how to keep culture alive in a city. We're a small city. Most of these performers are locals. And the Santa Fe Symphony is opening. One of the pieces that they're doing is Strauss's Till Eugenspiel, which is one of my favorites. It's a charming example of the quality of the music that's alive and well here in Santa Fe. So 4 p.m. on Sunday, take the family, go.
And don't forget that Global Kirky is still going on Tuesday, October 2nd, Wendy Rule on Thursday, October 4th, The Shins, and just look up Global Kirky, and because they've got amazing, amazing ongoing concerts. And, you know, one of the things that I wish that everybody would coordinate with each other, because did you know that the Sweet Salsa event at the CCA, which is their annual fundraiser, Havana Nights Dance Contest, and the Barkin Ball are on the same night?
I did notice that.
So put one of them or both of them on your calendar, Saturday, October 6th, and please go to at least one, ladies and gentlemen. Those are my two favorite things, salsa and dogs.
Hey.
I don't know what I'm going to do. But
dancing dogs, I think, would be the perfect combination. My dog can salsa.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
There's a merengue dancing dog whose YouTube went viral several years ago.
Yes.
The golden retriever dances better than most people I know.
He has some help from his owner, but that's all right. We're not going to give away the secrets.
Diane Karp is executive director of the Santa Fe Art Institute, which is on the web at sfai.org. And she is with us many Fridays speaking of the arts. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte, for everything you do for this community.
And everything that you do. And I am blown away by the riches of culture and nature in this community. And I don't even know what to do this weekend because it's so overwhelming.
There is so much to do. I, on the other hand, and my entire staff are going to the desert of Utah to camp out at Nancy Holt Sun Tunnels for our staff retreat. So
well,
you guys have to be my representatives of all of the amazing things that are going on this weekend.
Well, that is awesome, and I would like you to know, ladies and gentlemen, that you've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte, that we're streaming on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org. Thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can reach me at radiocafe@ksfr.org. It's time to go. Stay tuned for the news. Hasta la vista.
Adios. Ciao.